Perfect Mandarin Chinese with the Michelle Thomas Method. Copyright 2012. In the methodology, Thomas Key Master Languages, LLC, all rights reserved. In the content, Harold Goodman, all rights reserved. In the recording, Ashet UK. Welcome to your perfect course with the Michelle Thomas Method. During this course, you'll build on your knowledge of the language already acquired in the total course, and you'll learn to express yourself using an even wider range of structures and vocabulary. Once again, please ensure that you listen to the course in a calm, stress-free environment. This will help you to retain the information naturally, and at all times the teacher will be here to guide and prompt you through the learning process. Playing an active role in the course will be essential for your language to develop. Just as in the total course, you'll be joined by two students who are learning the language for the first time, just like you. You're the third student, so when the teacher asks, "How would you say?" use the pause button on your playing device to think about what the answer should be. Then say the answer out loud and release the pause button. You'll then hear the student's response and then the phrase repeated by a native speaker. As we'll be steadily building on language you already know, we hope that you'll feel a constant sense of progress and that you'll find this an exciting and stimulating approach to developing your language.
I have devised a special system in order to aid you in learning the four tones of Mandarin. Let's briefly review it. When you go to the doctor's office, you are asked to stick out your tongue and say, This is a nice, long, level, drawn-out sound. You might say, O-E. It doesn't matter. What matters is that the sound or tone is long, level, and drawn out. You have just been to the doctor and said, You notice that just as this particular doctor has green hair, maybe he's into punk rock, so is your thumb green. So please make a fist. Now stick your thumb out, leaving the other fingers closed in a fist, kind of like a sideways thumbs up. This is how we shall be associating the long, level, green tone. Sideways green thumb, like you're thumbing a lift or a ride. Your thumb is green. We shall be using your green thumb to associate the long, level, smooth tone in Chinese. Let's use the green thumb tone with some English words. How would you use the green thumb tone with dog?
Dog.
House.
House.
Car.
Car.
What is the Chinese word for middle?
Zhong, zhong.
So here's an example of how we could compare the four tones using a Chinese word.
Zhong, green thumb out. Zhong, blue finger up. Zhong, red V for victory. And zhong, black finger down.
A friend screams at you to look up. You look up into the bright blue sky. Just as your eyes go up, so does the rising tone. Again, make a fist. This time, release your index finger and point it straight up to the blue sky. Your finger is now blue. We shall associate this blue index finger pointing up to the blue sky with the rising tone. We can superimpose this tone on any word and instantly change the meaning of the word just by changing the tone. We can do this with any of the four tones. Really? One? I order two. You bring me one? Use the blue finger up tone with dog.
Dog.
House.
House.
Car.
Car.
What is the Chinese word for person?
Ren. Ren.
One. I order two. So, Jingtao, would you use this word to illustrate the four tones.
人, green thumb out. 人, blue finger up. 人, red V for victory. And 人, black finger down.
Picture a nice, big, refreshing watermelon. It's bright red. You have a big spoon. Down, you're going up. You come with a giant piece of red, delicious watermelon. Down and up. This room is a mess. So, what do you want me to do about it? This down and up tone will be associated forever in your mind and body with your index and middle fingers forming a red V. It's red because it was used to scoop out red watermelon. Make a fist. Take your index and middle fingers, which you'll notice have now turned red, and make a red V. The watermelon is red. Your V is red. We shall associate this red V with a down and up tone. How would you use the red V for victory with dog?
Dog.
House.
House.
Car.
Car.
What is the Chinese word for I or me?
我.
As in, wo is me, or if you're Chinese,
我 is me. I think this was where I was going wrong. I wasn't going deep enough because I had a lot of trouble saying this word I. 我. But I think I have to go much, much deeper.
Go all the way down. Exaggerate it. I'll give the sentence in English that illustrates how you might pronounce this with an English word. This room is a mess. So, what do you want me to do about it? So, or?
我. Yeah, you have to go down almost to where it's not comfortable. Is that right?
Okay. For each single word, each individual word, when you say that, that's correct. But when we say a sentence, because it's, you know, more faster, so sometimes you may not hear that.
Please show us the tonal distinctions using 我.
我, green thumb out. 我, blue finger up. 我, red V for victory. And 我, black finger down.
The Chinese word for to be is
是,
as in
是, like Holmes, the famous Chinese detective.
He has found a clue in the crime of the missing black tofu. He points his index finger down to the black asphalt road. Make a fist. Your index finger, when pointed down, is black, just like the black tar asphalt road. Point it down, keeping the rest of your hand closed in a fist. This is how we shall associate the short staccato sound which the Chinese pushed down. Stop. Halt. No. Go. Jab your black finger down with this tone. How would you use this tone with dog?
Dog.
House.
House.
Car.
Car.
What is the Chinese word for to be?
是. 是. Black finger down.
So, Jingtao, would you use this word to illustrate the four tones?
是. Green thumb out. 是. Blue finger up. 是. Red V for victory. And 是. Black finger down.
Sometimes we shall run across syllables or parts of words with no superimposed tone. They are neutral. They don't have any special tone. We just pronounce the sound without a tone. We shall use our closed fist to represent them. An example is the question indicator that comes at the end of a sentence.
Ma.
You will be using these hand color gestures from now on. These hand gestures will greatly aid you in learning Chinese. The more you use the hand gestures, the better will your Chinese be. At some point, you won't use them anymore. Whenever you are given a new word, we shall mention the hand gestures. Make the gesture both when you hear the word and whenever you say it. Use the gestures as much as you can. Everyone has their own learning style. I don't know what yours is. Maybe you don't consciously know it either. However, I do know with absolute certainty that you will discover your hands doing whatever they do. Sometimes the fingers will move, sometimes they may be still. Whatever happens, this will reflect your personal learning style. Just go with it. Why not trust your own process? After all, what's the alternative? I really want for you to get a lot out of our time together. Please use the gestures. They work. How would you say this man?
这个人.
This man.
这个人.
That book.
那个书.
That book.
那个书.
So we're referring to one something, one whatever. But maybe we want to refer to more than one, and we really want to be specific. There is a way to do it in Chinese. Instead of the ge, we're going to substitute
些, green thumb out, 些, 些.
So if this man is
这个人,
this man,
这个人,
these men would be
这些人,
these men,
这些人.
They want to look at those books. They
他们
want
要
look
看.
That plural, or those.
那些
book
书.
They want to look at those books.
他们要看那些书.
You know, these things are really not bad. You
你
know
有.
How would you say no? K-N-O-W.
知, green thumb out. 道, black finger down. 知道, for no.
You know
你知道.
These, plural, these things.
这些
things.
东西 东, green thumb out. 西, close fist, neutral tongue. 东西 for things.
These things.
这些 东西
are really, really. Remember when Ma came dressed as a cowboy, we were questioning
人的.
Not bad.
不好.
Not bad.
Not good.
Yeah, not bad. Not saw. I saw him. It sounds like the English word, but with a different tone. Not bad.
不错.
How do you say bad?
错.
Yes, 错. So how do you say not bad?
不错.
Good. 不错. How do you say really?
真的.
真的.
So let's take it one more time. You know.
你知道.
These things.
这些东西.
Really?
真的.
Not bad.
不错.
You know, these things are really not bad.
你知道这些东西真的不错.
Of course, those things are very good. Of course.
大概.
Now, what does 大概 mean?
Of course, 当然.
And what does 大概 mean?
That's the guy I was telling you about.
It certainly is. And actually, maybe that's the guy.
Maybe that's the guy.
Okay, of course.
当然.
Those things.
那些东西.
Very good.
很好.
How would you say of course?
当然.
Yes. 当然. Green thumb out for 当 and blue finger up. 然. 当然. For of course.
Of course, those things are very good.
当然那些东西很好.
I know that man. He is not good. I know.
我知道.
That man.
那个人.
He.
他.
Not good.
错好. Oh, sorry. No, that's sorry. 不好.
I know that man. He is not good.
我知道那个人他不好.
I know these men.
我知道那些人.
How would you say this man?
这个人.
How would you say these men?
这些人.
I know these men.
我知道这些人.
I also know him. I.
我.
Also.
也.
Know him.
知道他.
I also know him.
我也知道他.
How would you say a or an as in a book?
一个.
How would you say some using the same pattern?
有的.
Very good. 有的 is a way of saying some. If you wanted to use e, how would you say?
Yi xie.
So let's use that way of saying some. And the sentence, some people say he is not bad. Some people.
Yi xie ren.
Say.
Shuo.
He not bad.
Ta. 不好.
What does that mean? What did you say?
I said he was not good. 不错.
I saw him, and he was not bad. Some people say he is not bad.
一些人说他不错.
The way to say to eat in Chinese is
吃饭. 吃, green thumb out. 饭, black finger down. 吃饭, for eat.
How would you say eat in Chinese?
吃饭.
How would you say eat in Chinese?
吃饭.
In the West, the traditional way of inviting someone to eat was to say, let's break bread. Bread is included in some form with many of our meals. The Chinese equivalent is rice. So when rice gets hot, you have to
fan it.
You have to fan it or fan it. Fan means rice. We fan the rice so we can
chew it
or eat it. So to eat in general is eat rice or
吃饭.
I have a good friend from Alabama. He says that American Southern eating is sure fun. Since he's Chinese, he says Southern eating is
吃饭.
Well, you know that if we say to read, how would you say to read in Chinese?
看见.
What does that mean?
To look.
Yes. So it's made up of two words. Mm. What are the two words that you just used?
Kan.
Means?
To look or to see.
Yes. And the second word you used?
Jen.
Means? To see someone, as in, I'll see you again.
Yeah.
The point that I'm making here is we have two words. The first word,
kan,
which means
to look, and it can also be used to read, right?
Well, when we put another word after it, what is the other word we put after it, the word for book?
Shu.
So how would you say to read?
Kan, shu.
And what does that literally mean?
To look at a book.
Right. So look at a book in Chinese is to read. And you also gave another example of using two words, using kan. The point is that we're doing the same thing with
吃饭.
The second part of the word
饭
is equivalent to the
书
or
见.
Or how would you say to watch television?
看见是.
So the second part of the phrase for television.
见是, I think it means electric vision.
Exactly, electric vision. Though usually if you walk in a store in the UK and ask for electric vision, you will not receive a television. When we have a verb like
看书
or
吃饭,
the first part remains the same regardless of what the situation is. The second part will change depending on the situation. If we just want to say to eat, we will say
吃饭.
If we want to say that we eat something specific, we will drop the second word and put that which is specific there. I want to eat. I
我 Yao 吃饭.
I want to eat.
我要吃饭.
What do you want to eat? You want
你要
eat what?
吃饭. 什么?
Okay, so in this case, we can drop the second part of to eat because we do have something specific. It's what? You want to eat what? It's not, do you want to eat? But you want to eat what? One more time. You want eat what?
你要吃什么?
What do you want to eat?
你要吃什么?
What do you have? You have what?
你有什么?
What do you have?
你有什么?
We have many good things. We
我们
have
有
many
很
What do you do when you want to enter a room? You open the
door.
Good. If you're from New York, you open the door. And in this case, we have to make believe we're from New York when we're pronouncing this sound. We have many good things.
我们有很多
good things.
好东西.
We have many good things.
我们有很多好东西.
I want to eat that. I
我
want
要
eat that.
吃那个.
I want to eat that.
我要吃那个.
I want to eat those things. I want to eat
我要吃
those things.
那些东西.
I want to eat those things.
我要吃那些东西.
I want to eat these things.
我要吃这些东西.
I want to eat these things.
我要吃这些东西.
I want to eat this, not that. I want to eat this.
我要吃这个.
Not want that.
不要吃那个.
That's one way of saying it. Very good.
Yeah.
I want to eat this, not that.
我要吃这个，不要吃那个.
The word for restaurant in Chinese is
餐馆，餐 green thumb out, 馆 red V for victory, 餐馆 for restaurant.
The first part
餐
means food, and the second part
馆
means hall, a food hall. How would you say restaurant in Chinese?
餐馆.
He told me it's a great restaurant. Who told you? Oh, just 餐馆. You know, 餐馆 who likes restaurants. I would like to go to a good restaurant. I would like to go.
我想去.
A good restaurant.
一个好餐馆.
I would like to go to a good restaurant.
我想去一个好餐馆.
I know a good restaurant.
我真是.
How would you say no?
真是.
How do you say really?
真的.
How do you say no?
真是.
知道. Yes. How do you say no?
知道.
Do you know the book, The Tao Te Ching? Maybe not, but it's an old Chinese book. Make believe that you know a German who really likes the Tao Te Ching. 知道. How would you say no in Chinese?
知道.
I know a good restaurant.
我知道一个好餐馆.
I know a good restaurant.
我知道一个好餐馆.
I want to eat now. I now.
我现在要
to eat
吃饭.
I want to eat now.
我现在 要吃饭.
Where would you like to eat now? You, now.
你现在.
Would like.
想.
At where?
在哪儿.
To eat.
吃饭.
Where would you like to eat now?
你现在 想在哪儿吃饭?
My friend says that he knows a good restaurant. My friend says
我的朋友说
he knows a good restaurant.
他知道一个好餐馆.
My friend says that he knows a good restaurant.
我的朋友说他知道 一个好餐馆.
Well, in that case, we can go there now. Well, in that case.
那, right.
There was a man from Yokohama
那,
who was constantly 那, saying, good.
那么.
Well, in that case, we can go there now. Well, in that case.
那么,
or well, in that case.
那么, okay, how would you say well in that case?
那么.
Well, in that case, we can go there now. We now.
我们现在.
Can go there.
能去哪儿.
What did you say?
I said we can go where.
And how would you say we can go there?
那儿.
Well, in that case, we can go there now.
那么我们现在能去那儿. How would you say that?
那.
How do you say where?
哪儿.
How do you say there?
那儿.
They're all associated, aren't they? All starting with that.
Right.
That's really helpful. It makes sense. That and there and where. Yeah. They're all associated in English also.
What do you want to eat today?
You want to eat what?
You today.
You today want to eat what?
Yes.
你今天要吃什么?
What do you want to eat today?
你今天要吃什么?
The word for a dish of food or something that you would order in a restaurant is
菜, 菜, black finger down, 菜 for dish.
As in a dish of food. How would you say food as in a dish of food?
菜.
The word
菜
actually means vegetables. But we use it to mean food or a dish of food. I know this vegetarian who ate so much
菜
that she became psychotic. Do you want to eat Chinese food?
你要吃
You want
to eat. To eat. I forgot to eat. 你要吃
China food.
中国菜
Question.
吗?
Do you want to eat Chinese food?
你要吃中国菜吗?
That 菜 for food, how does it relate to 菜, meaning to be at?
It's a different character.
Is it the same romanization?
No.
No.
The romanization for to be at is Z or Z-A-I. The romanization for
菜
for a dish of food is C-A-I. The C in pinyin romanization is pronounced T-S.
Thank you.
Of course, in China you eat Chinese food, right? I want to eat Chinese food, of course.
Grandam, is it the dyslexic?
That's exactly right.
Grandam, it's a...
So you just...
Dong, good. Zhen.
So once again.
Dong, Zhen.
In China.
Zai, Chung, Gua.
You eat China food.
Ni, Chi, Chung, Gua, Zai.
Right or correct?
Dui, for right. 对, black finger down. 对.
对.
Question.
吗?
This is a word that you're going to hear a lot. When we speak English, a lot of times people will say, yeah, okay, fine.
对.
And usually repeat it several times. 对, 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 对. I want to eat Chinese food. I want...
我要吃中国 在.
Of course, in China you eat Chinese food, right?
当然，在中国，你吃中国菜，对吗？
I want to eat Chinese food.
我要吃中国菜。
The word for hotel in Chinese is
饭店 both black finger down. 饭店 for hotel.
饭 food, a rice?
Exactly. And it actually means a rice store. It used to be the word that was used for restaurant. If you look in many English-Chinese dictionaries under restaurant, you will find the word
饭店.
But languages change, and those dictionaries now are outmoded.
And we now have 餐馆 for restaurant?
Exactly. This course is being recorded at the very end of 2007. And at this point in time, if you go to China and you want to ask for a hotel, you will ask for a rice store, which is
饭店.
Correct. When I entered the hotel, I couldn't find the beginning. So I 饭店. Listen, if you think that's bad, just wait for the Bulgarian course. My wife says that there is a restaurant in your hotel. My wife.
我的太太
says
说
in your hotel
在饭店里 Oh, I left out your. In your hotel. 在你的饭店里
There is a restaurant.
有一个餐馆.
My wife says that there is a restaurant in your hotel.
我的太太说在你的饭店里有一个餐馆.
There is, but it is not too good. There is.
有
But.
可是
Not is too good.
不是很好。
And how would you say too? T-O-O.
太。
Do you need is?
It's both way actually. So you can say 不太好, just not too good. Or you can say not to be too good. 不是太好, but both way are fine. So you can easily say 是 or ignore.的是
There is, but it is not too good.
有可是不是太好
Well, in that case, where can we eat now? Well, in that case,
那么
We now
我们现在
Can at where eat?
能在哪儿吃饭
Well, in that case, where can we eat now?
那么我们现在能在哪儿吃饭
My Chinese girlfriend says that there are some good restaurants here. My Chinese girlfriend.
我的中国女
Friend.
朋友说
At here.
在、
How would you say this?
这在这
Good. So this is similar to what we were discussing earlier when we had the word for that, which is
那
And then we had the word for there, which is
那
And then we have here the word for this.Which is?
这
So how would you say here?
这
How would you say at here?
在这
My Chinese girlfriend says that there are some good restaurants here. My Chinese girlfriend says at here, There are. How would you say there are?
Sure. There are is yo.
Some. A plural or an plural.
Yixie.
Good restaurants.
How. San Guan.
My Chinese girlfriend says that there are some good restaurants here.
我的中国女朋友说，在这儿有一些好餐馆。My
friend says there is a restaurant in his hotel, but not in my hotel. My friend says
我的朋友说
At his hotel, there is a restaurant.
在他的 hotel is rice store. 饭店里 Let me take that again. At his hotel. 在他的 饭店里
There is a restaurant.
有一个餐馆
But not at my hotel.
可是不在我的饭店里
My friend says that there is a restaurant in his hotel, but not in my hotel.
我的朋友说，在他的饭店里有一个餐馆，可是不在我的饭店里。
I'm sorry. What was the what does the li mean? The li.
In somewhere. When say in the house, actually,
It's 家里.
Yeah, 在 in my house or 在我的家里. But actually, we can leave that 里 out sometimes. Like this case, we can just say 在我的饭店. But both way, either way are correct.
I want to eat something in that restaurant. I want
我要
at that restaurant.
在 Na, san, guan.
Now, if you wanted to indicate a single that, you would say
Na, ge.
Restaurant.
San, guan.
Eat some things.
Chi. Would this be some using yi?
Yes.
Yi, xie, dong, xi.
I want to eat something in that restaurant.
我要在那个餐馆吃一些东西。The
word for drink, to drink, in Chinese is
喝, green thumb out. 喝, 喝, for drink.
Whenever
李先生
Mr. Li would drink. He made this weird
喝
sound, but only when he would drink.
喝 is and?
Yes.
Right. 喝 for and. Different character, different tone, but 喝, 喝.
So the word for drink is
喝,
green thumb out. A cup of tea.
一杯 Cha. Yi actually is for one. Yi. Bei. Green thumb out. Cup. Cha. Blue finger up. Cha for tea. Yi bei. Cha. A cup of tea.
And Mr. Li, you know what else he liked to do? When he would drink tea, he would do the cha cha. He actually went on eBay and found a cup of
一杯茶.
Okay. Cha, of course, is English slang, a British English slang for tea, a cup of cha.
Really?
Yeah. Well, now we know
so how we can use that.
Well, now we know how it entered Chinese.
No, now we know how it entered English.
So, how would you say a cup of tea?
一杯茶.
Right. So, just remember 一杯, and you'll know the word for a cup of tea, or the phrase a cup of tea. I want to drink a cup of tea.
我要喝一杯茶.
I want to drink a cup of tea.
我要喝一杯茶.
Do you want to drink a cup of tea now?
You want now to drink a cup of tea?
You now.
You now want to drink a cup of tea. Okay.
We always put the time after the person who was doing it or whatever. Do you want to drink a cup of tea now? You.
你现在要 to drink a 喝一杯茶
question.
吗?
Do you want to drink a cup of tea now?
你现在要喝一杯茶吗?
Of course, now. Of course.
当然 现在.
Of course, now.
当然现在.
So we have these little words, little specifiers that come at the end of a sentence sometime or different places, like ma. We're going to have another one now. This one is
ba.
This indicates a suggestion of agreement. It's like, let's do this, let's do that.
Ba, closed fist, neutral tone, ba.
So let's have an example here. Let's go eat now.
我们现在吃饭吧.
It's a suggestion. Let's go eat now. A suggestion that we should do it. Let's go to my house.
我们
go
去我的家里.
Do you want to go inside the house or just go to the house?
So go at house?
Go house. Go my house.
去我的家吧.
How do you say house?
家.
Let's go to my house, a suggestion.
我们去我的家吧.
Let's read a book.
我们看书吧.
Let's read a book.
我们看书吧.
Let's watch TV.
我们看电视吧.
Let's watch TV.
我们看电视吧.
Let's drink a cup of tea.
我们 喝一杯茶吧.
Let's drink a cup of tea.
我们喝一杯茶吧.
How do you say please? As in please to ask.
请问.
请问. For excuse me or please to ask. 请问.
If we want to say please, we can use please to drink, please come. We can substitute whatever it is that we want the person to do by dropping the one to ask and just using the other word. So for example, if we're offering someone a glass of tea, we would say please drink. How would you say please to drink?
请喝.
Please have or drink, actually. Please to drink a cup of tea. Suggestion. You're inviting somebody, and they are forbidden to refuse if you use ba. So, please to drink.
请喝.
A cup of tea. Suggestion.
一杯茶吧.
Please have a cup of tea.
请喝一杯茶吧。
And my favorite one, let's go shopping. We go.
我们去买
stuff, things.
当时吧。
How would you say things, stuff?
当时
东西
东西
西
Let's go shopping.
我们去买东西吧。
The Chinese word for coffee is
咖啡咖 Green some out. 啡 Green some out. 咖啡 for coffee.
Thank God we finally got a cognate. The word that sounds exactly like the English word and has the same meaning. Let's go drink a cup of coffee.
我们去喝一杯咖啡吧。
Let's go drink a cup of coffee.
我们去喝一杯咖啡吧。
Do you want to drink a cup of coffee?
你要喝一杯咖啡吗?
Do you want to drink a cup of coffee?
你要喝一杯咖啡吗?
In English, we have filler words. Every language has this. It's kind of like someone is talking and you say, uh-huh, yeah, okay. Of course, Chinese has them too. A ubiquitous one, one that is found quite a bit, is
好, red V for victory, 好.
So it's like someone's talking and you're saying afterwards, you know that you agree with them, you would say
好. Which means good, doesn't it?
Yes. It also means, okay. What's the word for correct?
对.
That's another filler word. It's another word that you can say to indicate agreement with whatever the person has just said. They say, yeah, I bought this really great book. And you say,
对.
And you say, I love Harry Potter. And you say,
对.
But maybe you don't love Harry Potter, and what would you say then?
不对.
The word for tomorrow in Chinese is
明天, 明, blue finger up, 天, green thumb out, 明天, for tomorrow.
How would you say today?
今天
The second word, 天, means day. How would you say tomorrow?
明天
The
明
dynasty was the Tomorrow Dynasty. Don't ask me why, it just was. I cannot go now. Maybe we can go tomorrow.
我 不能
And when is this taking place?
Sorry.
I cannot go now.
I was too keen. 我现在不能去
How do you say go?
去
Yeah. 去 Black finger down.
I cannot go now.
我现在不能去
Maybe we can go tomorrow. Maybe.
大概我们明天能去。
Maybe we can go tomorrow.
大概我们明天能去。
Do you remember the word for to learn?
学
Now, if we want to say to study, we would say
学 习, 学, blue finger up. 习, blue finger up. 学, 习, for study.
The second part of this word,
习,
is a character that represents the flapping of wings, or to do something over and over again. And this is the Chinese, and probably for many Westerners, understanding of study, where you repeat something over and over again. Definitely not the way we're doing it in this course, but this is how you would say it in Chinese. How would you say to study in Chinese?
学习.
My Yiddish name is Heshi, but when I study Chinese, they call me
学习.
What's the word for to study?
学习.
You know, I can't go tomorrow. I study in my school tomorrow. You know.
你知道.
I tomorrow.
我明天.
No can go.
不去. Or no can. 不能去.
I study in my school tomorrow.
I tomorrow study in my school.
I tomorrow
in my school study.
At my school study.
Okay. 我现在.
When are you doing this, now or tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow. 我明天在学.
My.
我的.
School.
学. Study is 学习. School is 学.
When you don't take a bath, you might take a shower.
学校. For school. 学校.
I tomorrow at my school.
我明天在学.
At my school.
在我的. 学习.
Study.
学习.
You know I can't go tomorrow.
你知道我明天不能去.
I study in my school tomorrow.
我明天在我的学校学习.
You can study in your school tomorrow.
You, tomorrow, in your school, can study. 你明天在你的学校里能学习.
You can study in your school tomorrow.
你明天在你的学校里能学习.
Today we can go to the restaurant to eat.
We today. 我们今天
can go
能去
restaurant to eat.
餐馆.
What did my southern friend say from Alabama?
吃饭.
How do you say eat?
吃饭.
吃饭. 吃饭.
Southern eating is 吃饭. Today we can go to the restaurant to eat.
我们今天能去餐馆吃饭.
So is there, can you change it? Can you say, today we go to the restaurant to eat? And you can also say, today at the restaurant we go to eat. You could say it both ways.
We can say, 我们今天在餐馆吃饭. Totally right. Like, today we can go to eat in the restaurant. You will say, 我们今天在餐馆能吃饭. Right? 在餐馆 means in the restaurant.
What you have are patterns. You have a number of different patterns. And they're like those little Legos. You can fit them together in many different ways. There are many ways to express these thoughts. again, the object is communication. So whatever you do, you'll find out if it works by the way they reply. Does he stay in a big hotel? He...
Ta...
Stay. It's the name of a religion group.
Ta... Ju.
At a big hotel. Question.
Sai. Yiga. A big...
What's the Russian word for yes?
Da. At a big hotel. Da. Fan. Jian. Ma.
Does he stay in a big hotel?
Ta chu zai yi ge da fan dian ma.
He says that it is a big hotel. He says.
Ta shuo.
That is a big hotel.
That, na.
Yes, is.
Shi da fan dian.
A big hotel.
一个大饭店.
He says that it is a big hotel.
他说那是一个大饭店.
Are these hotels big hotels too?
These hotels also are big hotels.
Correct.
这些饭店 yeah. 是的饭店吗?
Are these hotels big hotels too?
这些饭店也是大饭店吗?
Our hotel is not too big.
我们的饭店是不太 Da.
Chinese ways put the bu in front of that to be. So how would you say not to be?
不是
too big.
太大.
Our hotel is not too big.
我们的饭店不是太大.
Another way of saying this would be
我们的饭店不太大.
Without the 是.
Without the 是, yeah.
But if we use the 是, it has to be 不是.
Yeah.
So you can't have 是不. That's why I was wrong.
English people stay in those hotels, and Americans stay in these hotels. English people stay...
英国人 Zhu, sai.
Those hotels.
Zhe, xie.
Those.
Na, xie, fan, dian.
American people stay.
Mei, gua, zhen, zhu, sai.
These hotels.
Zhe, xie, fan, dian.
English people stay in those hotels, and Americans stay in these hotels.
英国人住在那些饭店。美国人住在这些饭店.
And I didn't need to say the and, then I didn't need to say 和.
That's a good question.
Yeah, the only time we're using 和 for and is when we have two separate objects together, like I and my mother.
So like a list of things, kind of, instead of...
But when you connect the two sentences, we don't say 和.
So these are considered two separate sentences, two separate ideas in Chinese. The word for which, as in which one, is...
哪, ready for victory. Na.
So if you wanted to say which book, you would say
Na shu.
You would say which book, and it's just like this book, that book.
Na ge shu.
If you wanted to say which books, plural, you would say.
Na xie shu.
So that's na, that, but na is which.
Now what happens if we want to say which place? We're going to put an R at the end and we get where.
That's really neat.
So how would you say which place?
Nar.
How would you say that?
Na.
How would you say that book?
Na ge shu.
How would you say those books?
Na xie shu.
How would you say there?
Nar. Nar.
Nar. Nar for there.
How would you say this?
Zhe.
How would you say this book?
Zhe ge shu.
How would you say these books?
Zhe xie shu.
How would you say here?
Zhe.
Or this place.
Exactly.
Brilliant. So this er is a sort of place marker.
Yes.
In Chinese, we have two words for like here. It's one is this, and then we put a er, sound as er. So it, like here we put R. Actually, it's two words. It's 这, it's this, and there is er,
second character,
right? Pronounced like 这.
So when you get to the point where you're reading Chinese, these are actually two characters. Which books do they read? They read which books?
他们看.
It's just like the word for where, but we're using it for which, plural.
哪些书.
Which books do they read?
他们看哪些书.
They read those books.
他们看哪. Xie shu.
They read those books.
他们看那些书.
Which hotel does he stay in? He stays at which hotel?
他住在哪饭店.
How would you say which book?
哪.
How would you say which hotel?
哪个饭店.
Which hotel does he stay in?
他住在哪个饭店.
Which hotel does he stay in?
他住在哪个饭店.
He says that he stays in a British hotel in Beijing. He says,
他说,
he at Beijing,
他在, Beijing,
stays at England Hotel,
住在英国饭店.
He says that he stays in a British hotel in Beijing.
他说, 他在北京住在英国饭店.
Really? I didn't know that there is a British hotel in Beijing. Really?
真的吗?
I didn't know.
我不知道.
At Beijing there is?
在. 北京有
a England hotel.
一个英国饭店.
Really? I didn't know that there is a British hotel in Beijing.
真的吗? 我不知道在北京有一个英国饭店.
There is. It is a good hotel. There is.
Yo.
It is a good hotel.
它是好
a
一个好饭店.
How do you say hotel?
饭店.
There is. It is a good hotel.
有，它是一个好饭店.
Which of the restaurants do you eat in? You at which restaurant eat? What we're doing is translating the thought. We're translating the idea. Which of the restaurants do you eat in? Which restaurant do you eat in?
Again, please.
Which of the restaurants or which restaurant do you eat in? You at which restaurant eat?
你在哪个餐馆吃饭? And we don't need ma because we had a question word which.
You read my mind, exactly. Which of the restaurants do you eat in?
你在哪个餐馆吃饭?
Which is a good one? Which is not good? I want to know because I want to go to eat.
Which is a good one?
Which good?
哪个好?
Which not good?
哪个不好?
I want to know.
我要知道.
Because I want go eat.
因为我要吃饭.
I want.
Oh, to go eat.
Right.
我要吃饭.
Which is a good one? Which is not good?
哪个? 好,哪个不好?
I want to know because I want to go to eat.
我要知道,因为我要去吃饭。Let's
go now.
我们现在去吧。Let's
go now.
我们 现在去吧。My
wife does not want to eat here. She wants to eat in that restaurant. My wife.
我的太太.
At here.
在这.
No want to eat.
不要. No want. 不要吃饭.
My wife does not want to eat here.
我的太太在这儿不要吃饭。She
wants to eat in that restaurant.
她要吃饭在那个餐馆。She
wants at that restaurant to eat.
她要在那个餐馆吃饭。She
wants to eat in that restaurant.
她要在那个餐馆吃饭。How
would you say please to ask?
请问。
So if you're asking a question, you would say, please to ask, how do I get to the Forbidden Palace? How do I go to the store? The word for problem and question are the same in Chinese. The word is
问题, 问, black finger down, 题, blue finger up. 问题 for question, problem.
If you want to say no problem, you would say
没问题, 没, blue finger up, 没问题, no problem.
Do you remember where else we use the word
没?
Yes, in there isn't any.
Correct.
没有.
So here we're saying no problem, which would be
没问题.
When I asked for tea, it was just a question.
问题.
It was just a question when I asked for tea. I asked tea, 问题. So it's interesting that in Chinese, the same word is used for both question and problem. So if you want to say, I have a question, you would say, I have question.
我有问题.
I have a question.
我有问题.
If you want to say there is a problem, you would say
有问题.
There is a problem.
有问题.
How would you say please to ask or please? Where is the hotel?
请问饭店在哪儿?
Please, where is the hotel?
请问饭店在哪儿?
Let's eat there.
我们吃饭吧.
Let's at there eat.
Sorry. 我们在那儿吃饭吧.
Let's eat there.
我们在那儿吃饭吧.
Good, no problem.
对,没问题.
How would you say good?
How or 对?
Good, no problem.
好,没问题.
And you could also say
对,没问题.